previously on Cliff and Kindle, Coast to Coast.
I am assured that in the Nightmare on Elm Street, the only way to get anything in or out of a dream is to stick it up your vajayjay and smuggle it in or out.
Don't got nothing for that one.
Did it just get fatter in here?
Ocus, ocus, ocus.
Frodo is back, is back, is back, is back. She didn't say that. She said,
Hug it by this bitch. This show is all on fire.
You're listening to Kindle Coast.
Enough saying.
Not sure why.
Burn, baby, burn.
I do love football.
Have you ever seen a bulldog eating mayonnaise?
Enjoy your life.
Live it.
Okay. Oh, chocolate!
Don't got nothing for that one.
Who was the first woman to fly a plane across, or as I wrote down, to fly a plan across the Atlantic Ocean in 1928?
Was it old Amelia Earhart?
No, stupid!
No, who was it?
It was Charles Lindbergh. Now, Amelia Earhart was a passenger in that
flight. Did you not just ask me who the first woman was?
Yes.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yep.
Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah.
Mrs. Charles Lindbergh.
That is a different Charles Lindbergh.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Cliff, we're in the hospital.
It's our 400th episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
It is our 400th episode. I'm glad you brought that up.
Happy 400, Kendall.
Happy 400th to you, Cliff, and to Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn here.
Happy 400th,
dear.
Here, Austin,
Snodbottom.
Austin, take this bag of cookies away from me, or I will keep eating them.
Okay.
Will you take them?
I will.
And hand them to me. I need something to get through this. No, I'm kidding.
That's silly.
We had this great, big, wonderful 400th episode celebration plan, Cliff.
We were going to have a party. We had so many long clip packages.
Everything made. The listeners have come to understand that it's going to happen on this show.
Everything they've come to know and expect
Thank
from
you.
Us.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm just so angry because we're in the hospital.
You're so mad. Well, we're here. I don't know if anybody has noticed, but our
look at him, poor dear.
Contractor has been in a coma for months and months. Mm-hmm. He's been in a coma ever since he's fell through the roof fixing it just during some rain episode. And he's been here. He's been going through ups and downs. They keep calling us saying, you know, he's moving. We think he's going to wake up. We've been here several times. All he moves is his middle finger. Keeps mm-hmm. raising that. It's one of the parts of his body he uses the most.
Yeah, I think it's involuntary.
I think it's involuntary. I don't think he means to do it just when Kendall is talking. But
yeah, right.
You know, but we're here.
Involuntary about that.
Again, they called us an hour ago. We were at the studio. We were about to start the 400th mm-hmm. show. We would start clips and songs and remembrances of wonderful shows past. And they called us again and said, we think he's about to wake up. And he did move his middle finger a minute ago.
Yeah, he's not waking up.
Oh, he just moved it again.
He's not going to wake up.
Oh, there he goes.
Hello. I think you need to do
ashamed, but any illusion listeners.
Oh, well, segment. Even he's producing even here in the hospital.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot you were over there.
I did too.
Right, all right. Okay.
Well, this is Kendall Happy 400. Have I said it?
Yes, you have. Cliff, we have had a wonderful 400 episodes so far. So many things have happened.
Oh, is that smell? Is that Charles or is that you, Mr. Snodbottom?
No, boy.
Yeah, there's always a smell with Mr. Snodbottom, dear.
Of course not, dear. My bowels have been very functional lately.
It must be Charles.
Okay, it's coming from somewhere. I know Fonky's at home with Crockpot.
Yeah, so that's not... You can't blame it on Fonky this time, Mr.
Austin, spray some of that room deodorizer.
All right.
But Cliff, we've had so much fun on the show, and there have been so many things over 400 episodes, and I actually calculated it, Cliff. We have been on the air for over 200 hours of just us talking. Can you believe this?
And who wouldn't want to just sit back and listen to it all again? Come on.
Well, you can. Go back and listen to it all over again.
All again. Almost eight years of shows.
There's over 8 days of us talking if you just listen to it nonstop. But all these things that have happened to us over the past 8 years, 7 years?
Seven, 8 years.
Seven, 8 years, somewhere in there.
2007.
Cliff, we wanted to reminisce about some of the great things that have happened. Oh.
They're not coming.
Cliff, you're in the hospital. They're gonna lie you down and defibrillate you here in a minute.
Get on with the show, boy.
Are you okay? Oh, should I call the nurse, Cliff?
Is that Charles? I think that's Charles.
Yeah, that's not Charles, dear. Are you okay, dear?
Yeah, we've got a lot of remembrances.
Yeah, we do. Well, as you were saying, I was thinking back about some of my favorite times, Cliff. Yeah. Do you remember the time you belched in my face? I'm just kidding.
Let's go down to the
dude, you're quite right. And you know how much I love cafeteria food, dear.
Yes.
Ugh.
Prune pudding on special day.
Oh, prune pudding. Ugh.
We'll be right back, boys.
Okay.
Happy 400.
All right. We'll bring you back something nice.
Yes.
Dessert,
bring us some of those loose pie slices.
Don't bring me anything.
Oh, come on. Cliff. That's what he says in the air, and then anything left over, he's scarfing it.
I brought a snack bag over here.
Scarfing it.
Cliff, do you remember that time you belched in my face?
Do you remember
when?
You mean all 400 times?
Yes. But more, all 400. There's like probably 800. There's at least 2 belches per show, at least.
Oh, I think there have been a few with no belches.
You know, we hired a mathematician to go back through and listen to all the episodes to count on the belches, and he got past like 400, and he's like, I have stopped. Can't do it anymore. No, Cliff, on a serious note.
Oh.
Do you remember when we were on tour at the Vatican, how great that was?
What I remember is we're little more than out in the street in Vatican City with a guitar case popped open. Mr. Snodbottom, a lot of those tour shows, he sweetened a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a little to make it, you know, fuller or more gratifying experience for the listener.
Right. Well, they don't want to listen to just us with a guitar.
No, but there was a crowd of people there. It felt very like we had something to say.
Mm-hmm. We said, take that Pope. The Vatican Guard took us away. We were detained for a short time.
Just for a short time. And you loved it. You were like, this is just like Dan Brown.
It was. I felt like I was in Angels and Demons. I thought they were going to take us to the bowels of the Vatican.
He was trying to solve the damn Da Vinci
Code. Yeah, I was hoping they'd put me in the library where it was like under lock and key and they would shut all the air off and I'd have to find my way out.
I was hoping they'd do that to you too, Kendall. Do you remember? Oh, this speaking of sad.
Uh-oh.
You said sad a second ago, but that wasn't sad. Speaking of sad, God bless him in heaven, and his ashes are up in Thumb Lake. Our frequent guest star, Alan, back when he used to stop by when he was alive.
He filled in for when I was on vacation once.
He filled in. He guest hosted with us both.
Talked about eating a goat's head or something.
Yeah, at least a couple times. And passed away tragically, and we dumped his ashes in the lake there, so he's still with us a little bit. But do you remember back when he was so popular, such a breakout character, that Mr. Snodbottom, he gave him his own spinoff? It only lasted through the pilot, but
do you remember that.
Alan program? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do remember that.
And it was great. I thought it was one of those great lost pilots.
It was, and I'm sure if he was before his time, and
well
had he
before.
Not passed away so early, we could have probably one day resurrected that show.
Probably.
Because, you know, it's so funny, even sitting here looking at Charles and smelling him, yeah. I'm still sad thinking about all these times that we've had. It's so much fun. All the fun we've had over the years.
I'm so glad.
How young we were.
Had this fun together.
All the weight we've gained, all the things God. We've seen, Cliff, all the hell demons that have tormented us.
How we were gained so much weight.
Cliff, remember when we thought we won the lottery?
Oh.
I know this wasn't that long ago, but we thought we won the lottery.
It was the whole episode. We thought we won the lottery, and we ordered that host only hot tub on your credit card, uh-huh. and then we found out we bought the tickets from a joke store. That was embarrassing.
Idiot.
Do you remember when we did the taste test between the Obama and McCain flavor sodas?
I do.
And you preferred the crisp, cool, refreshing taste of McCain to Obama. And then
I also liked Crystal Pepsi, and that didn't last either. So.
I think it's coming back.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
Are you serious?
I really think that they will.
I will be first in line to get some Crystal Pepsi.
I loved Crystal. Who didn't love? Come on, you're not the only one. Everybody loved Crystal Pepsi.
Did they? Well, I don't know.
Everybody loved it.
Why did they discontinue it?
Everybody loved it. Do you remember when we found that eviction notice in those Dear Cliff and Kendall letters when we were in L.A.?
I'm glad you brought that up. That was the next thing on my list, and we thought life was over when we moved to Busheltown.
We didn't know. We thought, will this show translate to Busheltown?
And it hasn't.
And it hasn't. But we're still doing it anyway.
But we're still doing it. And Cliff, do you remember when Mrs. Spotter Butter Butter hurt herself twerking?
Yes. She threw her back out.
It's not funny. It was very sad. But I cannot believe that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn was twerking in the first place.
Man, oh, man. Remember the episode where you handcuffed us? You were trying to do a magic trick, and we had to spend the whole episode handcuffed, and you kept knocking over stuff.
I forgot all about that.
Cut into me, been a big fat wrist.
I do remember that. Yep. It was a
memory.
A terror of an episode. I almost killed you.
What a crazy show, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, what would we do without the show?
What would we do without this show? Go crazy. What would I do? What would either of us do? Come on.
Let's find out.
Whoa.
Let's find out, Cliff.
Whoa, what would I do?
I got a question for you. I want to know what you would do in this situation. All right, Cliff, you go to the local doctor down here in Busheltown. You're having some indigestion. The doctor does an x-ray and finds a live frog inside of your stomach. The doctor said, and everyone who has listened to this show and can remember the 400 episodes knows that Cliff is terrified and hates frogs.
Frogs are far more terrifying than anything else.
Okay, so there's a live one in your stomach. Are you there with me?
I kill myself.
The doctor says you can either have surgery to have it removed, or you can swallow another frog to kill the one that's in your stomach. What do you do?
Oh, well, you have surgery immediately. Give me lots of knockout drugs right now.
All right. Give me some propofol.
Whatever. Whatever it was that killed Michael Jackson.
That's it.
Give me a double dose. Give me a double D dose of that.
It's going to take a double dose to put you to sleep.
Oh, Kendall, is Charles moving? Did you just jostle him there?
I don't know. I don't care. Charles.
His finger's moving there. Kendall,
shut up, Charles.
What would you do if, let's say you're standing there and a fairy passes you by, and while passing, you were granted one extra set of something? What would you choose?
Let's see. What would I choose? An extra set of muscles or a single set of muscles.
Well, you need one to begin with. You got to have an extra.
I'll take some muscles, Cliff.
Muscle. They're small. Just because they're covered with fat doesn't mean they're not there.
No, you said when a fairy passed you. I was thinking of like a boat.
A boat.
And you said it grants you an extra one. I was like, what?
No, a fairy.
I got you.
Not a fairy.
A fairy.
A fairy.
You know, I run my words together.
I know.
All right, Cliff. Someone has slipped walking over the bridge east of town.
Oh, shit.
And they're hanging precariously off the edge. Oh, God. And then you do that. The only way to save them is to reach over yourself and risk falling as well. Now, do you call someone and wait and they could possibly die? Or do you do nothing? Or do you try to help them? What do you do?
Of course you try to help them.
So, of course, Cliff, you try to help them.
Of course. Sure. Kendall, what would you do if what would you do if you woke up from a coma and learned that you, during your coma, you had needed an extra kidney and the surgery was already done? They'd found a donor and the donor had been our buddy here, Charles the Contractor.
I knew you were going to say that.
Charles, what? Yeah, let's say if you were in a coma.
I'd
tell
him to give me a quadruple dose of propofol.
No.
I'd say, what's the return policy on this?
Kendall, you should have saved your receipt.
Well, Cliff, I guess that I would accept it because I would be alive, and that means Charles would be dead.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding. Not even a kidney. Come on.
But, I, you know, there'd be some adjustments. I'd probably walk around breaking things, not being able to fix them and being real gross.
You're halfway there.
No adjustments needed.
You don't need quite as much practice as you think you do, Kendall.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
You order a pizza. It's already done.
Done.
Down from Bushel Pies.
Woo.
And they send you a small meat lover's pizza.
Woo.
When you really ordered an extra large veggie lover's pizza.
Oh.
What do you do?
Well, you call and you say, hey, buddy. This is not my order. Could you fulfill my correct order, please?
I thought you'd go and shoot them.
No, Kendall, come on. Why would you go shoot over a pizza?
Okay.
Come on.
They're very important to us.
You can be real mean and bossy to them, and then maybe they will give you some free stuff.
That's where you go. It's like, I want you to throw in a free order of cheese sticks while you're at it.
No, see, but if you're bossy to somebody on the phone, like with your food, don't you just assume like they wiped their nose on it or something?
That does terrify me before they give it. Yes.
That's why you have to be nice.
I'm so nice to people when I order food. I'm like, don't be mean to them. They will spit in our food.
So nice. You're so nice. It's so nice. We've had 400 shows together.
Cliff, look.
Yeah.
Charles is moving.
Oh, no, that's me. Sorry, I just bumped the bed over here. All right, you thought we'd get to go home early. No.
What does this button do?
There he goes. He's raising him up.
I could have fun all day with this button.
Oh, right. Lower him back down, Kendall. He's not good for him to be sandwiched up.
Okay.
Oh, what is that? Oh, no.
Oh, my God, I've killed Charles.
Austin,
nurse!
Austin, go get a nurse! Austin, get the nurse!
All right.
Oh, my God. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, my God, you killed him! You killed him! You murderer!
Oh, shit.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Fiber, I'm taken with the notion to have diarrhea like an ocean. Fiber, I need some brown to flow on. My bowel problems, they just go on. So fiber. Fiber.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Welcome back. Charles is alive. He's fine.
He's alive. Kendall,
despite my best efforts.
No, Kendall, what? You come off sounding like a nut job to the listeners at home talking about it. Yeah, I just wish my contractor was dead.
Well,
just because he leaves big holes and stuff, and things are worse after he's fixed them.
I kid, Cliff.
Just because he made a urine corner in our studio.
Because
he brings waitresses from the truck stop back and bangs them in your office chair.
Okay, I'm trying to be good about this. You're making it worse.
Oh, come on.
I was going to say he is a person. I do hope he's fine, of course.
A person, no matter how vile.
But if he does pass away, you know, we'll just have to get a new contractor,
I guess. Well, I guess we'll cross that.
We'll cross that bridge if it happens.
Bridge into eternity
mm-hmm.
when that happens.
But Cliff, for now, if don't
only for now.
Quote me.
Don't quote me about this, Kendall.
Don't quote me.
This is a listener favorite segment for sure.
We're assuming.
No one's told us different. And I think what better for 400 than a good round of don't quote me?
Oh, because you know. Over the past 400 episodes,
We've quoted so many people! Hundreds upon hundreds, bordering on thousands.
How many unknown authors?
So many. An unknown quantity of unknown authors. Kendall,
I'm getting real sad thinking about how many episodes we've done.
No, get real happy about the episodes we have yet to do.
I know. I'm just thinking about reminiscing how young we were.
Oh, God.
How skinny
don't,
we were.
Don't, oh, no, no, no.
All right.
No, 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 no.
We never that skinny.
Kendall, don't quote me about this. Mm-hmm. Who said this? Have you ever noticed how what the hell is always the right decision to make? I just so identify with this person. Both extraordinarily talented yet fragile as a crystal butterfly. That's me and her. And people love it when my skirt blows up over the...
Marilyn Monroe!
Yeah, it's Marilyn! Yeah.
Thanks for the help, Cliff.
There you go.
Yeah. I didn't know what direction to go into.
Don't quote me about that, Kendall.
All right, Cliff. Who said, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better? It's not.
Oh, my. It wasn't Dr. Blathers.
No.
Was it not our therapist?
He started talking and then forgot what he was saying.
He started talking and then the fire alarm went off. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. What an inept therapist. No, that was Dr. Seuss. Come on.
Of course, Cliff, it was Dr. Seuss.
Come on. Kendall, that's the real trouble with the world. Too many people grow up.
That Walt Disney.
It was Walt Disney.
Was it really?
The Diz.
Oh, I should get all the Walt Disney ones.
It was the Diz
himself.
It was
the Diz himself. The WD.
The big D.
Cliff, love yourself first and everything else falls in line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world.
I love myself and that is true.
Yes, Cliff.
Lucy.
Ball said it.
Kendall, you can put wings on a pig, but you don't make it an eagle. Truth.
Dolly Parton.
No, no, no.
Who said it?
Now, this guy, he's a little like us in a lot of ways.
Don DeLuise.
A little different than us.
John Goodman. Oh.
In other ways.
Okay.
Alike in some, different in others. He did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Clinton.
Nor did he inhale. That was Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah. I looked up Bill Clinton quotes and the top one. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Oh, history. Oh, history. You be so funny.
History remembers him that way.
Oh, God.
All right, Cliff. Health is the greatest gift. Contentment is the greatest wealth. And faithfulness is the best relationship.
I love it. Oh, that's... I'm supposed to know.
This isn't the end of the show, Cliff.
That was... Dolores. Was that Dolores?
No, Cliff. Huda would have said
Huda,
that.
Huda, but Buddha!
Yes, come we're on. Helping each other out. This is 400th episode.
Come on. You want to talk to God? Let's go see him together. I got nothing better to do.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, no. Kendall, he was... I got to tell you, this guy, he was busy when he said this. He was real busy. He had this lost ark he had to raid. And but he had time, just enough time to say
Indiana
that.
Jones.
It was Indiana Jones.
What was the quote again?
You want to talk to God? Let's go see him together. I got nothing better to do.
I should have known that one.
Oh, when I with that Harrison Ford charm.
Good old Harrison Ford.
That Harrison Ford charm.
Well, Cliff, I am no longer quoting you.
Oh, don't quote me about this any longer.
I'm not. I stopped.
Don't quote me about it.
I'm through quoting you.
Yeah, I was so nervous. A few minutes ago, when that flatline happened, when Charles started to flatline, weren't you so nervous?
I was nervous.
I thought about what if that hole never gets fixed in our roof? What, you know, they have been threatening to move that lawnmower back into the lobby of our studio.
Charles is the only thing stopping that from happening?
As though that's a place to store a lawnmower. Kendall, are you kidding me? Austin, are you kidding
me?
No.
Tell him no.
I will not let that happen. I will lay down in the floor before they move that lawnmower back into our studio. That's where we put the rug.
That's where we got to put the rug. Remember when we had that fight about the rug?
I do remember that.
We had to cancel all our vacation plans.
We finally just got rid of it. We couldn't decide. We kept fighting over it and fighting over it and fighting over it. Now we just carpeted the whole area.
Fighting and fighting and fighting. So many fights.
We've had so many fights over the last 400 episodes.
I'm so sad we've had to fight together. Kendall, was speaking of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what people fight about the most?
Is it politics?
It's politics.
Yes.
As usual.
It's time for politics as usual.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, Cliff, I'm so excited. 400 episodes. Finally, we're going to have some politics here.
All right, we're going to do our politics as usual segment, and we're just going to, let's talk about it. What's big in the political universe these days, Kendall?
I know that it's a little old news because back in April, the Attorney General, the first African-American Attorney General, took over, but she was just, you know, sworn in a few weeks ago, and Obama was there. It was a big news story, but I know...
Big story.
Well, Charles is moving.
Oh, no. It's his leg.
Sorry.
Oh.
It was a big, huge story, Cliff. And then... I brought you some fruit, dear, and some jello.
I brought your own spoons.
Kendall, dear, I know that you don't like cafeteria food, but I brought you some coffee, dear. I know that you'd like coffee, dear.
He will eat whatever you want to put down in front of me.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much for getting that for me, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn and Mr. Snodbottom.
Our pleasure, boy. But you're kidding me, boy. 400 episodes. We'll, of course, buy you a cup of coffee, even if it is $1.25.
Well, it's very expensive.
Doesn't
but
bother me one bit, boy. It was $1.47 with tax.
Very generous.
Doesn't bother me,
because there's no cost on etiquette, dear. Well, thank you so much.
We're just
in the middle of politics as usual. Do you guys want to join us?
I loved a cup of coffee, speaking of one.
Well, Cliff, you can have some of this. So we're going to, you want to help join us out and do some politics?
Now, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, what do you think about this, the big thing in Washington, big bill that's going through? It just, everybody is up in arms about
dear,
it.
I'm very irate at this, dear. It's very, it's a problem. I hate it, dear. And I do
Charles's leg is moving. That's
his
not
leg.
Me. His leg is moving.
Dear, goodness gracious, get someone in here, dear.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay, dear? Hello.
Oh, is
he opening his eyes, dear?
He's opening his eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Multiple fingers are moving, not just the one.
Oh, my God.
Charles, can you hear us? Charles.
Here, I'll smack him.
Kendall, smack him again. I think it's working.
Happy to do it.
Kendall, keep smacking him. It's working.
You got it.
Bah, you're killing him, bah.
Well, you said to smack him.
Well, I said smack him, but...
Are you okay here? Talk to me. Say something here. What does this button do?
Oh my God, he's flatlining again. We gotta get in there.
We'll move him. I'll push the bed.
Mr. Snodbottom, do you think you should really pull Charles's bed and take him to the nurse's station? Do you think that's safe?
Help me, Austin.
Why me? We must get him out of here, dear. Come on, dear. Please, push.
They're heading toward the nurse. They just pulled a plug out of the wall behind him. I don't know what that was.
Well, Cliff, he would wait till the 400th episode to wake up.
He's been in a coma for months and months. I can just see it now that the hole in the roof is going to be fixed.
Joyous joy.
Joy to the world.
Cliff, I hate to break this big happy moment you're
Charles
having.
Charles is awake.
He woke up. Some of us are sad about this.
He woke up. Come on.
I'm real sad that he's awake.
No, you're not.
Yeah, all these trips to the hospital are over.
You are sad because you secretly love that cafeteria food.
Oh, you know I loved it.
I would sneak down here
3 times a week to have
you
cafeteria
loved
food.
It. Sometimes you wouldn't even come up and see Charles because you would just stay down in the cafeteria.
Yeah, well, it's because I love the food so much.
Come on.
You found me out.
Found you out again.
Well, I guess he's awake, Cliff. I guess we'll be back to normal next week with a hole patched. We'll see.
I don't know.
I'm putting him right to work.
There's a big commotion down the hall. I can hear that.
Well, Cliff, if our listeners are as excited as you are, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, give us a call on our fat line, 818-308 for fat. I'm so in shock that he's awake.
I am in shock. This has been a shocking show. Kendall, time has no divisions to mark its passage. There is never a thunderstorm or blare of trumpets to announce the beginning of a new month or year. Even when a new century begins, it is only we mortals who ring bells and fire off pistols. And that was said, oh, man, Mann. Thomas Mann.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, man.
It was him. Thomas Mann. Only we mark time like this. Kendall, what do you say we do 400 more shows?
I was going to say, that was a beautiful cliff, but sometimes a big event does change with a loud noise, like when Charles wakes up. It's like,
that was something. All that strings of spittle he got out there.
No, it was disgusting.
I don't know. He was talking with that tube down his throat.
I have a dream. I was a millionaire. I had a dream I was a millionaire. So I'm still in my coma. Don't try and wake me. Duane Score.
Oh, I wish she had said more.
She probably did. We just don't have it here.
She probably did. That's probably not the only thing she said. Kendall, time is a created thing. To say I don't have time is to say I don't want to. And that was said by who? Who?
Buddha?
Lao Tzu. Yeah.
Well, that was beautiful, Cliff.
Kendall, what do you say we start a journey towards 400 more shows with a single step?
Now let's start. Let's take a step with Charles still in the world.
Where do you start? Oh, I can't wait. Maybe he can come back next episode, tell us all the things he learned while he was in his coma.
Maybe. I want to see if he could hear us while he was in his coma or if he experienced any afterlife experiences.
Oh, maybe.
I'm looking forward to that.
You're dying to hear from Charles.
I'm dying. All right.
You're dying.
All right, Cliff, take us home down the 400th road.
Take me home, 400 roads. I'm Cliff.
Short and sweet. And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.